You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. I want to, how do they say it if somebody's like in a hurricane area and they go on internet or on Facebook, declare myself safe?
Yes.
Declare myself safe from yesterday's storm and the UP. How did they get
the
hit?
The UP did.
Oh!
Yeah. We had a little bit of, I don't know, it wasn't that bad. Do you think?
Roads were bad yesterday.
Roads, yeah.
Highway 41 was closed because of a bad accident.
Really?
For a while.
Oh, my God. Oh, this was
good.
Terrible.
Did not see that.
This by the Freedom Exit?
I believe, about that heading south.
Oh. They said the name of the road, Larry Road or something.
I wasn't sure
what
that was.
I never heard of that. But by R, I believe it was, that exit, for like Freedom there.
Yeah.
A semi jackknifed. I think it was, somebody help us out here. Give us a report. I think it was a few hours that some people were backed up. Wow. Yeah, it looked really bad. Did you see that video nationwide, though? That semi driving in Kansas, driving right down the highway, and just like a Tonka truck just goes completely over. I mean, some of those areas down there, Nebraska, Iowa, horrific. But then it's going to be 55 degrees in a couple of days.
Well, they have to, if a storm wind, if the wind gets over, you know, 30, 35, because that was an empty truck, I'm sure.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just went right over.
Well, yeah, well, that's, think about that.
I mean, we've all talked about, we've all made that drive through Kansas, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is as
open.
Wow. I mean, that wind could come down from Canada, literally. Yeah. It's nothing in the way to stop it.
Right.
But it was bad. Hey, anybody out there, if you know, or maybe we'll cover the news stations or something, how long was 41 South closed?
It opened up at 6 p.m. last night.
Okay.
Wow.
So how long do you think it was down?
At least 6 hours, maybe.
Wow.
I think, I mean, I don't have all the details.
Yeah.
But.
And that rerouting, there's not a good reroute for those exits. I mean, it's frontage roads. It takes forever if there's an accident to get back on the highway. So,
you know what they should do? You know what they should come up with? I could make so much money if I could not even invent this. It's technology that's been used in World War II. And even in modern day, the Army Corps of Engineers have those, you know, they're big on flatbed trucks, and they bring out these portable bridges. They kind of unfold them. There's a name for them, okay, that they use. And they're just, they carry them on the back of trucks, and then they haul them out, and they're portable bridges. Should have something like that to go through the median when you have a backup like that, and then they can go into the other ones. You know, we have some traffic people out there.
So they go head on with the other cars?
Yeah, and then you
good
can,
idea.
You got to go around, you know, obviously. I mean, it's all controlled. It's all supervised. But you got these, you know, these little bridges, these portable bridges. There's a name for them. Pontoon bridges. That's the name, pontoon bridges. You bring out some pontoon bridges,
and the other,
you put those across.
Okay, yeah, maybe that could work.
And then you get, you know, traffic cops, obviously, on the other side. You know, big warning lights and stuff.
And you change it from one-way to two-way.
No, they're still going to have to go down somewhere else, but at least you can find some other roundabout road. But if you're sitting in the middle of track, you got 50 cars ahead of you, 50 cars behind you, you ain't going nowhere, right?
What I would do is I would take them across the median into the other lane.
And right.
There's three lanes of traffic going north, right? And then the one lane you close and make that.
No, things could happen. Too many moving parts, Jim. Which one of us minored in college in civil engineering?
I think Todd, because it wasn't you and it wasn't me.
I can see Todd do that. He would actually do his homework.
I'm just thinking if you're like a cop and you're trying to clear the area and investigate, detour. Ugh,
but it would be just crawling traffic. I don't know. But you want to move because sitting for 2 hours, sitting for 6 hours.
Huh? At two?
I'm just saying in
at
general.
At two, Todd?
Maybe.
Right.
That's the only thing I remember from that whole thing with Sister Wilfrida teaching us about Mark Anthony, and which call and the hemlock. Et tu, Caesar?
Et tu, Brutus.
Et tu, Brutus. Yeah.
Well,
that's the only thing I remember from Sister Wilfrida.
My idea on when we came up with this big infrastructure stimulus.
Yeah.
It was to take, you know, because everybody's going, you know, from 3 lanes to 5 lanes or 2 lanes to 4 lanes. You know, that's
Appleton,
what it was.
That's still controversial in Appleton.
No, I think
I saw a story last night about that. Yeah. About the 4 lane with the turn thing.
Yeah.
They say when the PAC lets out, the congestion is really, really bad.
So what are they proposing there?
Well, I mean, it's too late. They already did
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. you know, Lombardi's the only one with a signalized light. Everything else is roundabouts off of 41.
Why isn't that a roundabout?
Don't you remember that? We had a state senator say, I don't want drunks driving through a roundabout after the game.
You serious?
I'm like,
does he want them driving through stop signs after a game?
No kidding.
Does that make life better?
I swear to God.
Oh my God, what an idiot. I'm sorry.
But they lobbied
whoever
for,
that was.
They lobbied for the stoplight, and that's the only one on 41.
Unreal.
Don't you remember that? That was a big deal.
I don't pay a lot of attention
to politics
at all.
Anyway,
I'm sorry
so
about that.
That's why I was wondering if College Avenue was lobbying for that too.
Oh, yeah.
But that is kind of a light there. That's not really, but they're proposed, that's going to be a roundabout or what?
No, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, that's.
The guy from Victoria's was against it. A guy from another store was for it. So whatever.
And the PAC.
Can I be honest with you? I didn't pay that close attention.
Gee, I'm shocked.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Thursday
to you.
Okay. I just want to say that I want to get back to my brilliant idea. When they were proposing all this road money for widening roads, I'm like, look, instead of going to 5 lanes, go to 3 lanes for cars and 1 dedicated lane for trucks. Because trucks are the ones that throw off so much water in the spring. I mean, you can't see.
This is no lie.
And then they,
Todd,
this jackknife thing. Now, maybe the car caused it.
No, hold that thought. We got to tell Todd something. We have been, since Halloween?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We've been chastised. We've been insulted. We've been humiliated about missing the exit sign to Oshkosh.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do we miss the exit sign to Oshkosh?
Couldn't see it.
Why couldn't we see it?
No lights.
And what else? The trucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
It was a rainy morning, mm-hmm. really, and mm-hmm. the trucks would blow by, and mm-hmm. The windshield wipers couldn't even keep up with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a bad day to drive.
Yeah. But, again.
They got it cleared up. We got to Fond du Lac. Just past Fond du Lac, cleared.
But
we could see where we were.
John, 47 miles from Milwaukee.
We could see we're almost in Port Washington.
But if there would be dedicated truck lanes, then that wouldn't have happened.
Don't some states have that? I thought they did.
They have rails next to it where the trucks get on the train and then they go.
I'm all for that, a truck lane. I think
down
so.
In, like parts of southern Illinois. And look, there are a lot of trucks on the road.
Ooh. And God bless them, man. They're
me too.
Delivering the goods.
Well, no, we...
all the respect. Oh, it's Trucker Thursday.
Yeah.
Right. So one...
Okay, I got to hold that thought one more time. I found a radio station. Have you ever found a radio station where it's like, I'm never switching off this radio station?
WGBW.
Mm-hmm. Besides that, though?
Yeah.
I got Sirius. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Sirius. And I found...
Sirius?
Sirius? Like Sirius?
Sirius XM.
I never know which one that is. Sirius?
I think it's Sirius.
Sirius XM.
Okay. So Sirius. I found Outlaw Country Station, okay? Mm-hmm. Guess what song they were playing yesterday as I was driving?
Phantom 309.
How did you know that?
I just guessed.
How did you know that?
Sometimes, John, we're on the same wavelength.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes you're pretty
predictable. Just from that one song, I'm not switching this station ever again.
Good.
Wow.
Okay. It's called Outlaw Country.
Yes!
Music that won't be fenced in.
Yes! Yeah. Thank you.
I like that.
I'm sorry. Continue your thought.
Same admiration for truckers.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and, you know, one third of everything that's is in transit.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. Think about all the stuff that's made. Canned goods, snowblowers. One third stuff is in transit.
One of our very first shows... We did. We had the Port Authority guy, I think.
Oh, Dean.
What was that?
That was
the numbers he had. That was like
900.
It was amazing. As far as the ships that come in here.
Takes 900 trucks off the road?
Takes 900 trucks off the road. That's incredible.
We made that into a trivia contest.
Like one ship, right? Mm-hmm.
And it's
amazing.
Actually cheaper. Obviously safer.
You know, I've never seen the inside of one. I'd love to see one of those big cargo ships, like the hold. You know, see what that's like.
I'm sure they would give you a tour.
I've never been on a big ship. And they used to say in the paper, actually, they used to say on the news growing up in Marquette County, they would announce when ore boats were coming in. Because people would go there and they would just line up absolutely. And watch these ore boats come in. And they'd pull it right up on the big thing where the big chutes come down to load the iron ore and everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was like people would stand there with their cameras. That was like a big event.
Love to do that. On my cruise I'm going on, because I'm a little worried about boredom, I signed up for a tour of the ship.
Yeah, I would in a heartbeat. You know, that'd be like the first thing I would
do.
That one almost capsized over in like New Zealand?
No. Oh, yeah. Don't tell Donna.
I know. She listening?
Really?
Yeah. Probably wasn't your cruise line.
Oh, no.
I'm sure not. No.
Then did you see the other guy? One of the Spice Girls? No, not the Spice Girls. The, I bet you wish your girlfriend was hot like me.
Okay.
I bet
Pussy
you wish.
Cat dolls?
Yes. Her, one of the girls, and her boyfriend on one of the ships, he fell overboard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long fall. Did he die?
You haven't found him. Yeah. Yeah.
And
so I
like
hitting you concrete. Sure you want to do this?
Anyway.
Jim's not going to sleep for the next 2 weeks.
Thanks, John.
Well, you're always the one getting on me because I miss things in the news. Didn't you see that?
Yeah.
Didn't you read that?
Yeah.
You're on that like me all the time.
I don't read what the Spice Girls boyfriends do.
I do, Jim.
I just don't
They're
care.
People, too.
They are. All right.
Wow.
You're right. This is, you talk about that, what was the tagline you just said?
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot as me?
No, you said something else that I liked.
Won't be fenced in?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is a very cool tagline. We have a guest coming. How do you like this? The
what did I say? That won't be fenced
in? No, that's the tagline for Sirius XM.
Oh, Sirius XM. Yeah.
Country that won't be fenced in.
Oh,
I think that's a really.
That's awesome.
That's a cool tagline. We have the brain center.
You could be a DJ in that station.
I know.
But
you'd have to have a different name. Can't be Todd.
But we have the Brain Center coming in today, you know?
Yes.
And their line is, take charge of your brain. It's kind of a big deal.
Well, I like that.
So do I. So when he said the fenced in thing, I thought, yeah,
I'll tell you what,
those taglines can make or break you.
I was just going to say that. You know what the biggest tagline was in the whole war against drugs? It wasn't just say no.
What was it?
This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah. Right. This is your brain on drugs.
That got more money donated to the whatever who it was for than any other thing.
I just know that that company that's my McDonald's gone.
I'd love to know where those people ended up, and they have to bring their resume portfolio. Well, I'll tell you what, we're gonna keep this on file.
We'll call you
the kiss of death. We'll keep your resume on file. No, they won't. We're going to set a quick break. Coach Kayla, UW Green Bay women's basketball coach, heading to big things. Back up this.
Yeah, I'm semi-crazy. I got to be half nuts to keep running up and down the road.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Happy gear jamming, coffee drinking, truck driving, fool. I might have a little shimmy in this cracker box, Jimmy, but I ain't never cracked up yet. The more I try to make a buck in this beat up truck, the more semi crazy I get.
Hey, welcome back, yeah, Trucker semi-crazy. Thursday. Man, felt for you men and women driving those roads yesterday, but it's all over, right, Todd? Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, we'll start warming up. Yeah.
Okay. I actually got a text last night. Is this your pre-birthday St. Patrick's Day storm?
Yeah.
I think I went 3 years in a row when I was a little kid. You want to talk about heartbreak of birthday parties being canceled or the kids get there and then the storms get so bad the moms have to come and pick them up and take them. 3 years in a row we had storms on St. Patrick's Day, like when I was 9, 10, and 11. And then I didn't have any more birthdays. Ruined. And that's, I think, one of the things that
scarred you.
Scarred me mentally.
Nobody likes me.
97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3. 96.
Actually, the big guy doesn't like me. That's scarier.
I know. Oh, I thought that. I always thought.
Good Catholic boy like you.
Okay, I'm not even joking. I always felt like I had a little cloud over my head ever since I did that one dumb thing.
Drank the wine?
Nope. Took that kid's money out of the.
Collect? No. Yeah.
I told you that story.
I don't know. I don't know that I know this one.
I think I'd remember that one. You stole money out of the collection box?
No. Well, no. Well.
Yes.
Yes and no. There was this kid that was the biggest bully in our school. Ended up going to prison. Biggest bully in our school. Like you can't believe. Okay? Mm-hmm. Couple years older than me, but just one of those guys. He was exactly like Scott Farkas in Christmas Story. Yeah. Yellow teeth. I swear to God, he had yellow teeth. And his miserable toady, Grover Dill. Okay, so he's like that. So it was a special, it was a candle thing.
Oh.
It was like you put a nickel $2? In.
Oh, okay,
a nickel.
What, I mean, nickel. All right, fine.
But a nickel was a nickel back then. A nickel is probably like 50 cents now.
Yes.
Okay. And he did not deserve a special attention.
Oh, that was your decision?
Yeah.
How do you know he wasn't repenting for being a bully and
I could see
looking
it.
To turn his life around? Mm. And you, he, so he put that in there and he lit a candle.
Yeah.
Did he kneel down?
Yeah.
Oh, John, I can't believe you did that.
I can't either. That's what I'm saying. But here's the deal.
Jim and I slowly back away in case there's lightning. Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Light,
yeah. But here's the thing.
Wow. Okay.
Here's the thing. I didn't think God really knew how bad this kid was. I think he hid a lot.
There you go.
So,
oh, that he'll like hearing that.
Okay, but here's the deal. I didn't reach in to the coin thing and take it out.
How'd you fish it out?
The coin thing was full and half it was still sticking out.
And you could have, you had two choices. You could push it in.
It wouldn't, it could go in because it was full.
Because there's a, no, yeah, you could have.
It was full.
No, it wasn't. You could have found, okay, or you could pull it out.
I pulled it out.
Wow.
And I bought a pack of baseball cards.
Oh, man.
Wow. And I always, when bad things would happen, I always wondered if that was.
If that was it?
That was it.
I that could have been the start.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
A lot
did you
of
tell anyone?
Have done
did
that.
You go? Did you go to your pastor and confess? Did you go into like that?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Told the whole story.
I don't believe you did.
Right down to every detail. even told you who I got in that pack of cards. Yeah.
I wonder what he would have probably told you to put in double that and, you know, three Hail Marys or something. He would have let you off pretty light.
Because
you're a kid. What, you're 12?
Yeah.
You said? Yeah.
No, I was even younger. I bet I was 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got text here for Brian. You are fine, John. God was giving it back. Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
God
much.
Put the guy in prison for you. Yeah. You know? I mean, come on. Come on. What are you? You're getting greedy,
That's
John.
That's a true story. Yeah. Went to prison.
I'm just not to dwell on that, but we've talked about early childhood development and how much you can tell about a kid when they're in fourth grade. Somebody could have said that.
My sister was a patrol girl. They used to have to ride the school buses after school, to keep kids. And he was in like first grade or something. And she was like, "We can't control one kid. Like we can't control him."
I know what you mean. Yep.
In the first grade, she said that this guy's gonna be trouble, and he always was. I mean, just happens.
And conversely, some brainy kid goes on to be, there's something you can tell about. It's not when everybody starts looking at kids, in high school, are they going to graduate, where are they going to be? It's like, why can't we look at them when they're, let them make decisions. But, I'm just saying, that doesn't surprise me. If this kid was a bully and knocking the little kids around and then he ends up in prison.
Believe. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you could look a little bit deeper. I don't get into it, but probably family background wasn't as structured as maybe like yours.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got another text here in support of that. It was well worth it, Mino, if it was a Willie Horton baseball card. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Give him a bell for that one, John. Thank you very much.
I'm sure he was looking down, and what did Johnny get for that card?
You got a Willie Horton, huh? Hmm. All right, I'll give him a brand. I'm a big Willie fan. So happy Thursday to you. 27 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 24 in Oshkosh. Forecast today, partly sunny, high of 38. That will feel really nice.
It's gonna be great. The snow, that might take this, because there's not much snow. I mean,
no.
What?
Oh, I got a question for you. Yeah. I was thinking about this yesterday. So let's say on your street, okay, you got your sidewalk. Mm-hmm. How big of an area are you responsible for clearing, like a day like yesterday?
Well, the whole sidewalk.
Is it 60 feet, did you say one time? For your boundaries, like the sidewalk. Like, you're not going to do your neighbors.
Well, the lot line.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so what I'm saying is, what if you're on vacation and a storm like that hits? Are you, and somebody's walking there and they slip and they break their hip or so? Are you responsible for that?
Yeah. I mean, whether you're on vacation or not, no, that has nothing to do with it. Get a kid to shovel it or neighbor or somebody.
What if you're in the hospital?
Call your nephew. I don't know, John. I don't know. I have the answers to that. All I know is that when you buy your property, even though it's the city's sidewalk, you're responsible for keeping that clean, as well as the apron for the driveway. That's
so if somebody slips on that and falls and gets hurt, you would be responsible.
Well, I think they would probably, they're not going to blame the city. Well, okay. Look at that accident.
I know. Okay.
I'm just saying you are responsible.
You know what I'm doing?
I will say this.
Like when I was an attorney, okay?
When you were an attorney.
As an attorney.
Back it up. We missed that, right? Right. Just let it go.
Okay?
We're running out of time.
These pre-interview things. There was a term for it. I can't remember. But anyway.
I just want to say, John, in defense of the property owner, there's a time period, too. I mean, people, okay. I think it's. I don't think it's a real long time. I think 24 hours.
I think it's 24.
Can we play courtroom here? Jim's in the witness chair. I'm defending a person.
That slipped?
Okay. All right. How much time we got?
30 seconds.
Oh, man.
Plenty.
I can't even introduce myself in 30 seconds.
All right. We'll take this up.
We're doing it. We got Kayla. But we'll have some time at 10-2. You're going into the box.
I'm good. I'm okay. Good. I like it there.
Good luck. You got Perry Mason coming after you. You got Ironside coming after you.
I'm going to start crying. All right. I'm going to break down.
Back after this.
WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. While Mother Nature is playing fast and loose with winter weather, people are still trying to get a little ice fishing done. Tom Drzwicki, the owner of Bayside Ice and Marine Rescue, says in the last week he's had approximately 10 jobs rescuing people or vehicles that have fallen through the ice.
This is classic honeycomb ice, so just because you have ice thickness doesn't mean it's good ice. You have stronger ice early in the year, an inch and a half will out-support a foot of ice right now.
Drzwicki said honeycombed ice forms when rain or warmer temperatures cause melting and weaknesses in the ice layer. He says staying safe on the ice means paying attention to the conditions. Two people were killed and another is in critical condition today after an accident in Calumet County Wednesday night. Calumet sheriff's officials say they were called to the two-vehicle crash on State Highway 3257 in Charleston. Officials believe a pickup traveling south was hit head-on by an SUV traveling north. The driver of the pickup was a 73-year-old New Holstein man. He and his 70-year-old female passenger, also from New Holstein, died from their injuries. A 57-year-old Chilton woman was the driver of the SUV, and she remains in critical condition. The accident is still under investigation. The former Lakewood fire chief was convicted of 7 counts, including identity theft, theft in a business setting, and forgery on Wednesday. 42-year-old Christopher Thompson pleaded no contest to the charges connected to the theft of over $100,000 over a 3-year period from the Lakewood Fire Department Association, of which Thompson was also the treasurer. Thompson will be sentenced on May 5th. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Oshkosh and Appleton, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. We are very, very happy to have the head coach of your UW Green Bay women's basketball team, a team that is flying high, Coach Kayla. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
We'll just start with congratulations. I mean, this is awesome.
We're just sitting back and watching what you guys are doing.
I this goes without saying, but you're feeling the love, right, from the community, how excited everybody is?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and it goes to show with the crowd that we had last Saturday for Senior Day and really the game that we needed to win a conference championship, and we had over 3,500 people in the building.
Wow.
It was, you know, amazing, and it was like exactly the energy that we needed during certain points in the game. So, we absolutely feel the love. That's what makes this place so special.
Is that a home record, 3,500?
So it actually, the building holds 4,000. We have a couple of sellouts in our history. So it's not quite the record, but it's been the biggest crowd post-COVID. You know, that's been across the country. That's been one of the hardest things for people is to get crowds back to what they used to be. So that's a huge accomplishment because it hasn't been that way in a long time.
You know, I know the philosophy out there, and I'm not just saying with you or Coach Boriseth or any of the other Coach Bowler, all the different coaches you had, Coach Carroll, everything, but there's never been a, how do I put this? Winning a conference, going to the NCAA tournament has never been the end all. You guys, it's like, this is great, but then you guys get focused right away. That's almost been a mantra out there, like take your 24 hours to celebrate or whatever, and then we're right back to the grindstone versus some teams. And that's why I even thought, I'm a huge fan of Caitlin Clark. Love her. I don't miss a game. But when that team, you know, made it to the playoffs and everybody's going crazy celebrating, she was the only one that wasn't, because she had that mindset of, okay, we're just beginning here going into the playoffs. You guys at Green Bay have always been that way, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. You know, I think you're exactly right. I think sometimes you finish the regular season and you think, okay, we did it. And I think there's a lot of teams that would rest on that and think, we're good now. We can just coast. And I love that there's a lot of really cool videos out from recapping last Saturday on our social media. But one of my favorite ones is when the team themselves get together, and this is like 5 minutes after the game had just ended, overtime game, super intense game, that they accomplished an amazing feat, winning conference championship. And one of our players, you can't even tell who, in the middle of the huddle is saying, we're not done yet.
Yeah.
And it's just like a super proud moment because you start a brand new season now with the conference tournament. So you're right. You give them 24 hours and go enjoy it and celebrate because you need to. And it's a huge accomplishment to come ready to play night in and night out when you're getting everybody's best shot. But now we have to go win 3 more games in a row to go accomplish our next feat. And so you can't rest because everybody's coming for you once more.
You know, you talk about it's a new season. You know, the playoffs are here. Do you change your any traditions? You change the meal? You change time? Are you prepared differently?
Okay, wait a minute.
No,
wait a minute. Hey, hang on a second, Coach Kayla. Obviously, you've never seen the movie Bull Durham.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Well, big thing in there, you don't bleep with a streak. Whatever socks you wore, you wear those socks. Whatever you did, whatever you had for breakfast, you have that for breakfast.
I'm just
telling you. Go ahead, Coach.
You keep everything the same, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We feel the same way. I think at this point in the season, you're doing what you do already so well. So to think that you're going to reinvent the wheel or add a completely new defense. I mean, I know that there's teams out there that do that, but we just feel like we are so confident in what we already do and so established that right now you are just cleaning things up or you're tweaking things or maybe you're adding a special situation play. But you want your kids to be really confident and you want them to be feeling really good about everything that they do. And if everything has been really good up until this point, then I think the less you change, the better.
Yeah.
As a player, you guys could celebrate in a certain way. As a coach, you have a different mindset, I would assume. What is that? Because you're not that far away from being a very, very competitive player on the court versus this whole other very, very important, incredibly important role. What are the differences in regards to celebrating and a feeling that you'd have at this time of year in the month of March while you're still moving on?
Yeah, I think it's a lot different. I was actually laughing at that because I remembered as a player that especially that night and even the next day, you're with your teammates and you're enjoying it and you're having fun and you should, and the players totally should. And now my life just looks different. So I have a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old and my husband. And so I'm with my extended family and then they leave, you know, they came over to the house afterwards and all the grandparents. And once they left, then I put my kids to bed and then kind of have a quiet night at home. And then later on at night, I pull out my laptop and I start just rewatching the film. And my husband and I are talking about what happened in the game and what we can clean up. And so you're enjoying it. You're just sort of doing it a different way. And your mindset you can't help but think this is not done yet. And so how do we have to keep getting better? Because every single day that's been our mantra. So life looks a little different now. It's not bad or it's not worse. It's just different.
Coach Kayla Carey's head coach, UW Green Bay women's basketball. Regular season conference champs heading into the conference tournament.
I thought when Johnny was asking about, do you celebrate differently than the team? It's like, you're over 21 and they're not.
Yeah. Well, I think I may have seen.
Well, we have seven seniors that are fifth and sixth year, so we actually have quite a few that are over 21.
Right. Yes, you do. You're right.
I don't mean to sound like a creepy guy, but I may have seen Kayla and some of her teammates celebrating back in the day at certain establishments. Yeah. We won't talk about those days, huh, Kayla?
No comment.
Hey, so this is obviously the games get a little bit tougher, but so does school, right? I mean, we're heading into finals and that balance, they can handle all this. There's a lot going on right now at UWGB.
Yeah, I think that's what the amazing thing is about college athletics, and especially our young women. They are so studious, and they take care of what they need to get done in the classroom. And I think the fall semester is always so tricky because you're into new classes and then you're starting your season, so there can be a ton of travel right away, especially in the non-conference. We don't play close to home in the non-conference, and we've tried to, but we've really had to. We've been forced to get out and play further away. So with more travel, you're missing more school, and yet our team comes away in the fall with a 3.83 team GPA, 3.83 as a team. And we've got six of our seven seniors are in master's classes. So this is not easy what they're doing. Right now it's same deal. We have already been talking to them about you need to constantly be talking to your professors and preparing them for, hopefully the goal is to take care of business tonight, and that's the first thing. And then we may be missing school again next week. And I think our players are just in a really good spot with that. I think they take care of what they need to. These young women know that there's a career waiting on the other side of that diploma. So they do a really good job with balancing it all.
Hey, I know they got a career in business or whatever on the other side, but you played professionally for quite some time. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I pretty much, when I left Green Bay, I just had the itch to keep playing. And I think that was maybe our final NCAA tournament run and just how exciting it all was and me thinking, I'm not ready to give this up. And so I had the opportunity to go play in Europe, and I ended up staying for 4 years and played in different places every time. But every place was really unique. I was in Belgium, I was in Luxembourg, and then I was in Germany. And every place, like, just different lifestyles and different practices with, different team culture, different coaches, of course. And then you get to live in their culture and you get to learn their language and travel around. And I went to 15 plus countries and I had the most amazing experience. So sometimes the basketball was really fun. Sometimes the basketball was not so fun, but then the travel part of it was great. And just, you can't ever replace the life experience you get to just live on your own in a different country. You just really get to figure out yourself and you get to grow as a person and gain a lot more confidence, and because there is nobody else you can rely on. And I encourage all my current players to think about it and go check it out. There's more opportunities overseas for young women than there are in the WNBA because it's just smaller and it's really competitive. So there's a lot more opportunity to continue playing and just totally expand your world and your thinking. You just appreciate what you have, especially in the Green Bay program. I don't think I've truly felt that appreciation until I got away from here and realized it's not like this everywhere.
That's awesome. And I would advise that on so many levels, not just basketball. I think kids, Johnny,
study
and I talk,
abroad,
right, to take advantage of that stuff.
In
right.
Czechoslovakia was the greatest year of his life.
Right. We had a number of students on here, and some, I guys get concerned about the brain drain, people leaving, but it's okay. I mean, just come back.
Yeah, like Kayla did.
like you did. So.
Hey, Kayla, our final couple of things here. I just want, we can't overshadow or can't understate 3.83 team cumulative GPA. Is that's got to be tops of the nation, right?
Right. So at the end of the school year, they'll take both semesters. We actually have to submit paperwork into the WBCA, and they actually take all of that from every school, and they rank the top 25 team GPAs for the whole year. So last year in the spring, we were named the sixth best in the whole country. Wow. We were 3.76, and I think we missed fifth place by like 0.02. I mean, we were right there with the tops in the country. So it's been our team's goal ever since then to get definitely back into the top five. Actually, four times we've been academic national champions, And so that would be the ultimate goal. And I can't say enough. We have so many kids in master's classes and difficult majors, and they're continuing to do this. So it is. It's really impressive. I think they're more than just basketball players. And I think you come to appreciate they're great students and they're great in our community. You watch them after the game and they're high-fiving all these little kids and signing right. autographs. And I just think they're great citizens of the community. And I think they're going to turn into amazing leaders one day.
That comes from you. That's so great.
But it comes from you, but it also comes from the philosophy of the history of Green Bay women's basketball. Wouldn't you agree, Kayla?
Yeah, definitely. I don't ever make this about me. I mean, I'm a product of this program, too.
Right.
And everything that I learned along the way was from this. And it's about our culture, and it continues year after year that we recruit young women who care about their academics and who want to do well. And then when they come in here, they're just basically looking around going, we're on a road trip and everybody has their books out and their laptops out. Okay, I better get to work because everybody else is getting to work. You just iron sharpens iron in that way. So we recruit that way, and then we continue to emphasize it and support them in whatever they need academic wise. We tell them how important it is. And I think that's the culture. That's just continued on. It started with Carol Hammerly, like you mentioned, back in the day. Kevin continued it. Matt continued it. Kevin came back and continued it. And I'm just doing my best to keep that going, too.
Tell us what's going on right now. What's next?
Okay, what's next is we play tonight.
Yep.
We play Oakland at 7 p.m., so we have the one seed in the tournament. Oakland is the 10 seed, and now it is, of course, win or go home. So we would love to see everybody out at the Crest Center tonight at 7 o'clock. This is your final chance to see this team at a home game, because after the plan is to go ahead and win this game, and when we do, the winner goes on to Indianapolis, and they will host the semifinals and the finals in the conference championship. So, and then our goal is obviously to get to the postseason at the highest level. So
Coach,
this is your final chance to see amazing
we're there.
Young women go to work on the basketball court. So Coach, come out and see us.
Coach Kayla, you're awesome at Sheboygan in high school. You're awesome at GB, and you're awesome as a coach. Best of luck. Thank you for being here.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I know in the mayor.
Night and day, I can't complain. They treat me fine. Meet them by the
Kitty Wells? Is it?
Kitty Wells.
Kitty Wells.
You got it.
There you go. Man, I love that era of music. If I could go back in time, I'd be in some, like I said, a little honky-tonk in northeast Texas, drinking Lone Star beer, knocking back some wild turkey, and just listening to Kitty Wells. And I'd go out in my rig, take her on down the road, Jack. Yep. Just saying.
Yeah. Okay, no, I'm not nummy.
Coming through. So, okay, can we play trial?
That kills it. Oh, yeah.
Kayla's amazing. She's unbelievable.
So I was going to say when we ran out of time.
Hey, let me just say this, though. Talk about a brain drain. Keep her here, Green Bay, because I guarantee you think there every other school in the country that's not winning, who maybe have academic problems, they look at what she's done.
No.
That's the problem with the Green Bay. You know what I mean?
Right.
Somebody could say, okay, we're going to give you $2 million.
Right.
What do you do?
Right. And she was talking about feeling bad for the students and that they... Okay, we'll do this. All right, I'll get back to that.
No, go ahead.
No, she's talking about the students and how difficult it is for them with finals and stuff. And she's got this one-year-old and five-year-old.
Yeah, right?
And I'm like, I was going to say, does the school get you a nanny if you make the playoffs? Because that's unbelievable work she's going through right now.
I know.
I give her a lot of credit for balancing her life, too.
Okay, so you're on the witness stand.
Yep.
I am, I'm the guy. Okay, so anyway, I'm the other attorney. Okay. Can't think if I'm prosecuting.
Am I an attorney or am I?
No, you're mayor. The mayor.
Have at it.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, we had quite a storm here the other day, and I noticed some people out there shoveling their walks.
Mm-hmm.
Other walks that still look pretty icy and snow covered.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an issue in this city under your jurisdiction?
Yes.
Why? Why is that?
Because sidewalks need to be cleared in 24 hours, and if they don't clear them, we will.
Okay.
But we're going to charge them.
Okay, so the homeowner is responsible for safe walkways.
The homeowner is for clearing their sidewalks.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. If somebody
He's going to talk about the cakes.
If somebody slips and falls, you have no idea. May I continue, Your
all
Honor?
Right, right,
may
sorry, I? Sorry. Don't put words in his mouth.
Overruled.
Right. Thank you, Your Honor. Or no.
Sustained.
Okay.
Sustained. That's what he wants.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Thus, What you're trying to do is prevent injuries for our citizens using our public sidewalks, correct?
No, yeah, I prevent injuries with stop signs
yes or
and
no,
traffic.
Sir.
Yeah, I...
It's a yes or no. The reason you want...
Answer the question, please.
Well, what is Honor. It?
That... Ask me a
you,
question.
You feel homeowners are responsible for safety on the sidewalks in front of their property. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So
caveat,
so ice and snow, are they the only factors that could make a person possibly slip and fall because of the condition on the sidewalk in front of their house?
Obstructions, branches,
anything else?
Bricks.
Bricks. Whose responsibility is the actual slab of the sidewalk, sir? Is that the homeowner's responsibility?
The cake. Those are called cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And where they separate,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the earth does move cement, sir, and I don't think it's the property owner that moved that hunk of cement.
Well, if their tree did, it's their responsibility. The roots are the ones that push that up.
Did they plant those trees, sir?
This is not fictitious. This happens all the time.
I rest my case, Your Honor. Turn it over to the jury.
Do you?
Yeah.
It is your responsibility. We will come out and replace the cakes, but we're going to charge you.
Why would you charge a person if it's your sidewalk? You own that sidewalk.
We do.
Okay. Then why, if it's damaged through no fault of the homeowner, is the homeowner responsible for that?
All right, we can talk about that, but...
Because the whole thing is a scam. Let's just put it out there, right?
That's what I'm getting at.
Call the lawyer.
We just got a text. Jim sounds like a hostile witness.
Thank you. All right.
Is it responsible to rezone a sidewalk?
No.
No?
I mean, rezoning a sidewalk for what? It's your house. It's your... What you really want... No. Well, to whom?
Well, what I'm saying is, why can't you make it so it's not that homeowner's responsibility?
Really? John, we must have hundreds of miles of sidewalks, and we're going to get city staff to do that. You think your taxes are high now? I mean, who's going
to? I don't.
They're not going to shovel it for free.
I don't. I. Whatever.
That's why people
get a bunch of guys on Huber.
That.
They do it like you do for the Packer games.
So that development on the east side.
$10 an hour.
That development on the east side. So what's in front of that area? It's part of a recreational trail. Who's responsible for clearing recreational trails? The city. Neighbors didn't want it. They're like, okay, we're okay with people in front of or through this area, but it's going to be a trail, not a sidewalk.
You know what?
I don't know if I agreed with that. I have to look.
Todd?
Yes, sir?
Did you make your decision? Dougla, where's Dougla? This is Dougla Well.
But you're
Rusty
saying,
is bringing the defendants out right now. Rusty? Rusty had the greatest job in showbiz.
He didn't do it. Yeah. what was the point of that?
Why should the homeowners be responsible if somebody slips and falls because they didn't clear their sidewalk, but the city's not responsible if somebody trips and falls because of the sidewalk has bowed?
I don't know that we concluded that. I have to look at this. Let me just, we're going to break, aren't we? Let me look at this.
Not soon enough, are we?
He's going to go to his chamber.
First time he's ever said, let's go to break. We have to go to break.
I don't want to be wrong on this one. So.
All right. We've got Kelsey O'Donnell Mothy, a Brain Center of Green Bay, the third annual brain awareness event.
She's been on here before.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
This is very awesome.
Yep.
What did you say their catchphrase was again?
Yeah, I just love what they have in here. It's called... Take charge of your brain. It's kind of a big deal.
Love that. We'll be back with Kelsey right after this.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.